From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Next hour, Stephen Quayle joins us. Xenogenesis, changing men into monsters. Oh, get ready for that. Here's what's happening. A very powerful magnitude 8.2 earthquake struck in the Pacific off of Chile's northern region, killing at least five people, causing landslides, setting off a small tsunami, leading authorities to order an evacuation. That's not the big part of the story, though. We're starting to get these major earthquakes in this region surrounding Los Angeles out there. Who knows what's going to happen? We'll keep watching it. 8.2 is pretty darn big. The Department of Energy says tests show four more workers were contaminated with low levels of radiation during a leak at a federal government's underground nuclear waste dump. Officials also said that they're planning to get a crew underground for the first time since the Valentine's Day accident at the waste isolation pilot plant in southeastern New Mexico. A total of 21 workers received low doses of radiation, they say, all well below levels deemed unsafe. Alex Jones on his Infowars.com website reports that the 2014 Bilderberg Group meeting of secretive global power brokers will almost certainly take place at the five-star Marriott Hotel in Copenhagen, Denmark, sometime in May to June, after Denmark was confirmed as the site of the organization's 62nd conference. Inquiries to the Marriott show that no rooms are available for those dates, indicating that the Bilderberg Group has booked out the entire hotel for its annual get-together. In a moment, Alex Jones will be joining us for the hour. We'll talk about this and a number of other breaking stories. The search for missing Malaysia Airlines flight MH370, the most challenging ever seen, according to the man responsible for coordinating the search from Australia. Air Chief Marshal Angus Houston also said that the search for the plane could take weeks more. It could go on forever, frankly. The plane disappeared on March 8th as it was traveling from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. It was carrying 239 people. Still, one of the strangest stories I have ever encountered. A man swept out to sea by 7-foot waves during an oceanside baptismal ceremony in California has remained missing now a day later as hopes are fading that he will be found alive. An investigation into a groundbreaking stem cell study in Japan has found that the lead researcher is guilty of misconduct. The panel said the doctor fabricated her work in an intentionally misleading fashion. That is a no-no in Japan. Automakers will be required to install backup cameras in most vehicles by May of 2018. That's probably a pretty good idea. How difficult is it for you, right? When you drive trying to back up, you can't really see anything. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has finalized a long-awaited rule requiring all new cars, SUVs, and minivans, as well as some new small trucks and buses to carry the rear visibility technology. What's up in the skies these days? Let's check in with Dr. Sky, Stephen Cates. What do we got new up there, Stephen?
Well, good morning, George. Good evening to everyone. This month of April, George, is shaping up to be just a spectacular month. I'm standing here in downtown Phoenix looking to the southeastern sky, George. The planet Mars is pretty much the big planet of the month of April. Right now, George, about 59 million miles away. It gets best about a week from now. But here we're going to mention one more time, folks, jot down the night of April 14th and 15th. As we mentioned last week, we get to see the first of a series of great total lunar eclipses and all across the coast audience, George. This will be a spectacular night as long as the weather cooperates. People will get out those cameras and get to see this particular moon move deep into the Earth's shadow. So much more information, as we're being told, also coming from the sun. Recent solar flare activity, another large sunspot group near the center, could potentially pose some solar flares in the X-ray region. We'll keep you posted, and so much more information at both drsky.com and our aviation sister site, photorecon.net.
You got it, Stephen. I love you watching the skies for us. Thank you so much. Up next, an hour with Alex Jones as we talk about the Bilderbergs and some other issues that affect all of us. He's next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie. As I mentioned, Alex Jones's team has reported that the Bilderberg Group 2014 will take place in Copenhagen in Denmark. Alex, of course, is the award-winning documentary filmmaker and radio host and also television programs as well. His website's Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We're at the forefront of the exploding alternative media way before anybody decided to pick up on this word. Now, Alex, it's almost as if you're mainstream. You're getting so much coverage these days. How are you?
Well, George, it's all thanks to you and the folks at Coast to Coast that you and I on so many fronts are becoming almost passé, because the crazy stuff we talked about, you know, 10, 15 years ago, even before you were on Coast to Coast, is now just out in the open. But we're continuing to push the envelope and really go where no one has dared go before, to quote Star Trek. And that's our job, is to find the truth. Doesn't mean we have all the answers, but we're there exposing powerful elites that are meeting in secret, trying to set global policy. And at least the mainstream media, thanks to you and others, have been forced to expose this. And then the only reason I give you credit when you give me credit is that it was you, you know, going back, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 years ago when I first came on with you, that first in the national media covered Bilderberg. And remember, C-SPAN attacked you, and yep, CNN and a bunch of other channels the week you first had me on. They said, oh my gosh, he's making up Bilderberg and Bohemian Grove. None of it exists. Well, you know what? It does exist, and now the people know.
What is on your list these days, Alex? What are you looking at?
Well, I mean, speaking of Bilderberg, it's a big deal that we know months before. Usually it's a few weeks before, but it's because there's so many moles inside the hotels, so many people in the police departments, Interpol, you name it, around the world, who don't like what Bilderberg is doing, who understand that it's right at the top of the pyramid, of special interests, that aren't free market but are insider monopoly people that are really trying to take over our world. So more and more we get the intel so incredibly early. We're going to be sending reporters this year to Denmark. I may even go and you know, obviously cover it here for you if you'll have me.
Sure.
But it's a big deal. It's a big deal because global government is now out in the open. And if we can just admit it's existing, then we can have a debate about it.
I would guess that it's becoming even a bigger story with them than it was a few years ago, in as much as we've been talking, Alex, over the years, they seem to be running out of time. I think they know that we're on to them and that the public is now on to them, and they seem desperate, don't they?
No doubt that, as Mark Twain said in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared, but in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And I quote that you know, famous Mark Twain quote so often because it really says it all. In the beginning, it sounds crazy to re-quote what George Washington and Thomas Jefferson said, or it sounds crazy to quote Martin Luther King or Jesus Christ. But as time goes on, we realize these are just common sense things that we've forgotten and that the system is threatened by, so they've tried to basically demonize. But the good news is humanity realizes that we're under fundamental threat. And the time we've got tonight, I'd like to talk about a few things that I think are positive, but also that I think are extremely, extremely negative. I mean, as you were mentioning in the news portion, I'm no geologist, but I talk to geologists, mainline geologists, as you do. Mm-hmm. And if the super volcano caldera in Yellowstone goes off, it will create a new ice age and destroy North America. And the animals are fleeing the area. I'm not saying it's about to explode, but top geologists say it's due to explode, maybe in the next 100 years, but that's a major issue. Then we've got other Earth changes happening. I mean, everything is a quickening. Everything's accelerating. We've got superbugs that I want to talk about tonight in mainline literature that are just an incredible plague across the world and intensifying. We've got all these serious problems, and the reason I mention the problems is not to be scared of them, but to admit we have this problem so that human intellect can try to, you know, basically have a jump on it and be ready for it, George.
Well, that's the important thing. We have to be ready for this. We've got a story up at the coasttocoastdam.com website, Alex, that you're right. Animals are starting to flee the Yellowstone Park area. And you know what? I think they're very sensitive. They head for the hills when they sense earthquakes or other catastrophes. It happened in Indonesia where the animals felt that tsunami way before humans did, and they started running inland and as far away as they could get. These animals are starting to leave the park, and God forbid, if that caldera goes, as you mentioned, it's overdue. It blows up every 600,000 years. It's past due. It could be a disaster of biblical proportions.
Well, that's right. And again, maybe it's a false alarm. Maybe the animals, are sensing some major movement and some seismology and are leaving. You know, we know that, you're like the canary in the coal mine, that first it affects animals. But it's mainline scientists, CBS News, ABC News, CNN. I mean, it's not just us that are saying it's ready to blow. I hope that doesn't happen. It's just when you see the videos of the bison and the wolves and the elk just running out of there. I mean, who knows? Maybe it's a false alarm. But then you see earthquakes, taking place in South America, and then you see just all these other earthquake warnings in California. All of it. It lets you, really think about the fact that, hey, we're not in full control of this planet, and neither is the establishment. I think that's very important, and that's why I wanted to talk about superbugs first, because I've been touched by this. Three of the people I've worked with for years in just the last few months have died. Have died of this bacterial pneumonia that is untreatable by antibiotics, this super strep. And that was three people I knew that worked at one of my major sponsors for 18 years. Then my uncle died after he took care of my cousin, and he was in great shape. He died of this, and the hospital told me when I was there when he was dying in East Texas that they'd never seen such drug-resistance diseases. Then my dad got the pneumonia. It took him 2 months to get over it. I got it, and it took me 2 months to get over it. And when I talked to the medical doctors, I went to three different ones because this was so serious. I could barely do my show. I've been, just having to hit the cough button constantly. They said, listen, we've seen triple the deaths we've ever seen, Mr. Jones, and the media is not covering it. So here's the issue. When there's a real plague, folks, and a real superbug, you're not going to be told about it. Oh, they admit superbugs are spreading. One of the biggest causes of death now is superbugs. But the issue is, I'm here to tell you, I've lost two family members, I've lost three colleagues, and all over the country, local news reports, hospitals are full, even into the spring, of this superbug that is literally eating people's lungs. And I know you've heard about it. I was talking to Tom, the producer, tonight. You guys know folks that have died. I hope you'll share this, because the establishment does not want a discussion of this, just like they didn't want a discussion of Bilderberg or a discussion of vaccines not protecting you. They didn't want a discussion of our government helping fund Al-Qaeda, which is now mainstream news. We need to force, with the Coast to Coast, 16 million listeners, a national debate about superbugs. Because let me tell you something. I'm so scared of this, George. I'm being honest. I'm thinking of leaving the country. Not that other places are safe, but, I mean, America, North America, Europe have so overused antibiotics. And for whatever reason, we have some of the worst numbers. I fear for my family.
Well, let me tell you something. More people, I'm glad you brought this up tonight, Alex. More people in the last 3 weeks that I know have been getting sick, coughing and wheezing in the hospital, and they can't seem to get rid of this thing, whatever it might be. And I think practitioners are baffled by this.
Well, exactly. It took me months to figure it out. My uncle died in January. My cousin died in December. So I've been on the case. It is super drug-resistant strep. They don't want to panic the public. And this stuff, listen, I take antibiotics maybe every 10 years. I don't get sick. It took me months of every natural cure, every antibiotic, you name it, to get over this. My dad is months into it. He's still not completely over it. I'm telling you, I'm scared of this, George, and I've never been. I'm not scared of the New World Order. I'm not scared of globalist hitmen, because I can deal with that. I am literally, literally freaked out because I'm seeing it happen. Three of gold brokers I know, and I want to get into it because it's private information, but guys I've known for 18 years, they're all dead. Out of 30 guys, three of them are dead. I mean, every business I know, every group I know has people in the hospital or dead from this, George. How many people do you know that have been in the hospital not able to get rid of the, quote, chest cold for months? I'm telling you, it's super drug resistant. I'm telling you, folks, there's a cover-up. There's a cover-up of super drug-resistant bacteria. I've confirmed it with the doctors. They're scared of it.
Now, are you saying the bacteria is something that's, you know, God-given, or is this something that was made in a laboratory and somehow has been let out on us?
The doctors don't know. They just know that no one's talking about it in the news. I mean, they'll have articles in the Houston Chronicle, they'll have articles in the Albuquerque paper, they'll have articles in the Newark paper about mystery illness fills hospitals, you know, record deaths. But it's, listen, when they have some fake flu thing and you've had a few deaths, they hype it up like it's the end of the world. But this is a real plague. I mean, everyone I know has lost people, or people are in the hospital. I've talked to folks, you know, at public schools and in government institutions, and they can hardly operate. So many people are sick, and it's really hitting Texas bad. I want to say this. It's not as bad in some states, but it's bad in places like West Virginia, New Mexico, Texas, New York. I mean, you see it in certain states, but, I mean, it is a big deal. And I've got two casualties in my family from it. So I'm just telling folks, we need to investigate what's happening with this. If anybody searches the term in the news, just online, drug-resistant bacteria or superbugs. I mean, here's the headlines today. UCLA hospitals serve antibiotic-free meat and fight against superbugs. Your health matters. Emergence of superbugs, a threat to public health. Seattle public health, environment groups, and medical systems, you know, declare emergency over superbugs. Seattle council most supporting ban on routine feeding, and then it just breaks it all down of what's happening. There's so much antibiotics being fed to the chickens and the beef and everything else that I'm telling you, this is going to be, maybe not this year, next year, whatever, this is going to be the big issue, George.
I think so. This is the story out of Australia, by the way, Alex. As you're talking to me, a rapidly spreading superbug that causes bladder and blood infections could evolve and become untreatable. They said it's a strain of E. coli. It is a gene away, they say, from becoming resistant to almost every drug they know. The bacteria had evolved and spread rapidly worldwide over the past 5 years. So here's another thing we got to worry about.
My dad, after three regimens, my dad's a healthy guy. I love him to death. 65 years old, you know, doctor himself. My dad, they put him on antibiotics they called kidney tamers. And they said, listen, your lungs are rotting. This could kill you. We're going to give you an antibiotic so poisonous that if you don't drink a ton of water and get your sleep, it could make you have kidney failure. Okay, that's what they're already having to resort to kill this. And this is just one of hundreds of bugs that are becoming immune. Tuberculosis, and the viruses are becoming immune. That's what I'm telling you. I'm more and more, I've never talked about this on your show because I was never worried about it. I'm one of these guys, oh, I'm fine. I never get sick. I take my vitamins.
You do. You're like a workhorse, for crying out loud.
Now I realize, George, this is the issue. I'm telling you, this is one of the big threats, and I know you've been covering it forever.
Well, and let me tell you, as you get up in age, Alex, as we all do, this is the killer for us. I mean, either you're going to fall and kill yourself that way. A lot of elderly people do that. Happened to my father. But these kinds of superbugs, I mean, once they get into your lungs and you're 70, 80 years old, you're a goner.
I mean, and you can't get rid of it. It just keeps coming back and coming back. And again, when there's a real threat, notice the mainstream media is not covering this, but you've got affiliates across the country, you know, 500 and something. It's in local papers, but it should be national news. This should be the new Manhattan Project, is figuring out not just how to treat superbugs, but how to prevent them. What are we doing that's giving rise to these things?
Exactly. Alex, I want to talk with you a little bit about the Malaysian jetliner that's still missing, and we're going to take some phone calls as well. And, you know, maybe if you're out there, you've got this super bug, or, you know, people who have this sickness, they seem that they can't get rid of it, check in with us. Let's get your reaction to all of this. What's new at InfoWars.com, Alex?
Well, there's so much much going on right now. Obviously, we've got the article and the video of discovering the new Bilderberg meeting coming up in Copenhagen, Denmark. But the other big story we can cover after we take calls, if you want, NASA-funded study, though, you've covered, says industrial civilization headed for, quote, irreversible collapse. Well, of course it is. The globalists are engineering under Agenda 21 an irreversible collapse. So this has been planned. That's one of the big things we're focusing on.
Alex Jones with us. We'll be back. We'll take calls next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. We're with Alex Jones. And Alex, I know you've talked about the tangy tangerine before. It's probably kept your immune system as strong as it is.
No kidding. I think that's one reason I've gotten well and so many other people haven't. It's funny, I just heard that ad airing. That stuff is simply amazing. And I know you were going to mention that, but it was funny. I was just listening to that ad. The information in Critical Health News is simply critical. And I hope people will learn about the fact that one big reason we're getting so sick is they only put three basic minerals into the major fertilizers now, when humans need at least 90 minerals, vitamins, and trace elements.
That's right.
And that's one reason people are getting so ill. So criticalhealthnews.com has that information. It's just absolutely essential for people to defeat what's happening with these superbugs.
Alex, the missing Malaysian plane, I still think there's a piece of me that this plane is on some island somewhere.
Well, the word I've got from a lot of insiders, and I hate to even give people my view on this because it is a conspiracy theory, and 90%+ of the time I can say with certainty what I'm talking about is documented, but this is such a speculation. All I know is the Malaysians have been caught lying about the radar. I know that our so-called government has the best spy satellites in the world and was tracking it. And you look at Diego Garcia that's out there in the middle of the Indian Ocean.
Yep.
You look at all these different military bases that are out there. You look at the fact that 20 top scientists with patents in new radar systems and other advanced technology were on board that aircraft. I just do not buy the fact that this aircraft disappeared in the middle of nowhere, and I think our governments are lying to us. If you go back to the early 1980s, and Congressman McDonald, who was a Democrat, but that was an anti-New World Order patriot, very smart, very handsome. His flight, 007, no joke, folks, look it up. Congressman McDonald, 007, it disappeared and was obviously brought down in North Korea, but our media just shut it down, didn't cover it, didn't ask where did the flight go. So it's the same type mystery that I see happening here, and my gut tells me it's a hijacking and that it was sophisticated and that governments are involved or corporate groups are involved, that I think it's a brain heist, just like the movie Elysium, you know, where they grab the guy to get the contents of his brain. You had a bunch of patent holders, and I've confirmed this, on that aircraft, in the aggregate worth billions of dollars. And so many times you'll see, like, 40-something top Egyptian military on a flight to London over the Mediterranean. The flight disappears. We've seen this over and over again. TWA Flight 800 had a bunch of top foreign brass on it. So there's a precedent where key flights with key personnel disappear into a political Bermuda Triangle. George, what do you think's happening?
Oh, I think it, too. It's a bizarre case. Definitely the pilot was in on it. You know, now Malaysians are even changing what his last words were. I mean, how do they keep getting all this stuff wrong, Alex? It's unbelievable. Anyways, let's take some calls. We'll continue chatting as well. John in Hugo, Oklahoma, you're on with Alex Jones on Coast to Coast. Go ahead, John. Thanks for calling. Welcome to the program.
You there, John?
Hey, John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Need some? There you go. Go ahead, John.
I'm here.
Yep, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
About a year ago, I became aware of a new product. It's called John Ellis Water. It's available on the Internet. They've been doing full-page ads in Smithsonian Magazine for the last year. This water, John Ellis figured out how to open up the bond angle on the water molecule from whatever it is to almost coming apart. When you put water like this in your body, it does amazing things, because the enemy of all the bad stuff is oxygen. And this stuff gets oxygen into the body in places that no other thing can do. Now, as far as the lungs, the best way to do it is to get a nebulizer and nebulize straight John Ellis water for like 10 minutes a day, you know.
Well, I know colloidal silver is also great, but, you know, there's no doubt that, you know, you can take water and put it through different processes, and the fact that we're sick is because the water has become so incredibly polluted with dioxins and with just you know, all sorts of things, the Roundup, you know, the things like the glyphosates, the fluoride. And so I agree with you. Water is absolutely essential to being healthy.
How long did this thing linger with you, Alex? A week, 2 weeks?
No, 2 months.
Wow.
And again, George, I'm somebody that might get sick every 5 years, as for a day or two, and I get mad about it. I don't want to get into details, but after my cousin died, then my uncle died, and my dad was sick for months, I got it, and it took me 2 months of colloidal silver and purified water and Beyond Tangy Tangerine and then, you know, antibiotics, but that didn't work, so I went, you know, vitamins, and it was finally colloidal silver and Beyond Tangy Tangerine and things like that. Finally, I was able to get rid of it. But again, the big shocker was, talking to medical doctors, they're all freaked out themselves, wearing masks. They don't know what to do, and they ask, why isn't it in the media? Because every time we see a real plague, there's a cover-up. They don't want to scare people. George, what do you think's going on? I mean, am I – be honest with me, because I hope you tell me I'm wrong. Are you getting major feedback on weird lung problems, or is that
absolutely
something I'm saying?
My 13-year-old granddaughter spent a week in the hospital several weeks ago. And, you know, she has had symptoms and bouts of asthma, but whatever hit her just knocked her off her feet. And she's 13 years old. It broke my heart. People have been getting it like crazy. I fly a lot, Alex, so I've got to do everything I can to build my immune system. And, I mean, I have been hit over the last week or so. I was in Boise, Idaho at a major event. And 2 days before, I started coming down with a cold. I never get sick. And I'm saying to myself, man, I could lose my voice on this one. And I did everything I could. And, you know, I was able to do the event. And, you know, I've stayed on the air, haven't missed any work because of that. But there's something out there. And people are coming down with it. I think it is definitely airborne. It is spread that way. And it just lingers and lingers and lingers. I mean, 2 months, you've never had a cold that lasted for 2 months, even when you were a kid, I bet.
I've never had a cold last more than 3 days. I thought people that got sick were wimps. And that's the issue. If people have this for months, George, be glad that you're getting better. And it's scary when you can't quit coughing. And it just goes on and on. And you know, like I said, you've got the audience of 16 million people. Perhaps you can pool the info over the next few days to try to figure out what's going on. I just know it's killing people. So as bad as it is for your granddaughter, I'm just very thankful that, you know, that she's doing better.
Let's go to Chris, first-time caller in Hudson, Florida. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, George. Forgive me. I'm a little nervous.
You're fine. Thank you.
I would like to talk about the Malaysian flight.
Sure.
This question was more for your Malaysian official that you're going to be having on, but I work security and I use my phone all night. But you and Alex could talk about this.
Okay, go ahead.
I would like to agree with Alex, what he was saying earlier about Diego Garcia. I mean, I've been following this for months. They talk about running all over the Indian Ocean looking for debris, but they don't talk about what's smack dab in the middle of the Indian Ocean, which is Diego Garcia.
You know, Jesse Ventura was on with me last week, Alex and Chris, and he thinks something could be going on there, too.
I mean, yeah, 4 out of the 5 patent holders for the semiconductor technology was on that flight. The fifth one, who was it, Jacob Rothschild? I mean, a lot of people believe our military and our government are controlled by the bankers and the Rothschilds. So why wouldn't our military be in on it and hide it? Of the plane at a top secret military base. I mean,
well, all I know is remember when Bush first got elected, the Chinese government took down that AWAC that all the secret technology on it.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is a big deal. When you've got 20 scientists, 20, who've got patents on radar and just high-tech, incredible stuff, they were on that flight. And the media, other than like Coast to Coast or Jesse Ventura, common sense people, will not discuss those personnel. Each one of those men and women was worth hundreds of millions of dollars in research. So that plane was literally packed with technological information in those brains. That's the issue. That's the key. I don't know exactly what's going on here, but the fact that the media won't cover that, the fact that they don't look at that tells you everything you need to know.
Weren't they working for some Austin, Texas-based company?
That's right. There's Texas Instruments involved. There's DARPA companies involved. There's a bunch of them. Highly advanced stuff. And the question is, why was the U.S. government even allowing 20 scientists like that to be running around internationally on a flight? I mean, it's just incredible.
Let's go to Linda, Normal, Illinois. Welcome to the program, Linda. And you are on with Alex Jones. Hi, Linda.
George, what would we do without you and your program? I really don't know.
Not to worry. We'll be here until the end of time.
I cannot miss a night of your show because it's so informative. And second of all, my grandbaby has been sick for 21 days.
Oh.
And he just starts to get over it, and he's back down again with it. And I had it, and I wouldn't go near him. And I'm still fighting it. I'm on a nebulizer now. But I've been to the doctor 5 times, 3 different antibiotics. I laid here. I thought I was going to die. I have no idea
incredible.
What it was. I have never had anything like this before in my life. But I was so sick. If I would have died, I wouldn't have cared. I've never seen anything like it. And it's passing through everybody that you talk to has either had it and still trying to get over it or is coming down with it. I went to the dentist at 11 o'clock, and at 6 o'clock that night, I could feel it in my throat. And by the next morning, it was already into my chest. And I
yeah,
could not
take it. Yeah, it is very fast. I'm still
fighting it. And I, like I said, I'm on a nebulizer. I am still fighting this thing, and it's been 3 months. It was about the first week of January when I went in.
It's hellish. It's absolutely hellish. And, you know, George, you call it lingering. That's what we should call this disease. It's a linger. I mean, it's killing my family, okay? I mean, that's what I'm telling folks. I'm crying out for help here. We've got to figure out what this is.
Jeez. This has got to be a horrible spell for you, my friend. Unbelievable.
Well, we've got to find out from your listeners. I'm telling you, this is a big issue. If we continue to, like, try to find out, I'm telling you, you're going to find out, George, just like it's in your own family, this is across the board. There's never been anything like this. It's like the Spanish flu has come.
Something,
there's deaths
yeah.
all over the place, but it's not in the news.
And it's not the flu.
No, it's not the flu. I've been told by the hospital they believe it is a drug-resistant bacteria in the lungs. First, a virus weakens the lungs. Then this bacteria, this drug-resistant or drug-immune strep, moves in. And I've been in the hospitals. They're scared. They're scared. I mean, the doctors are scared. The nurses
are
scared.
You go in a hospital, the chances are high that you'll come down with some infection. Do you think the incredible cold weather that we've had this winter has something to do with this?
Oh, undoubtedly, historically, going back into a cold cycle with the sun not putting out as much radiation, we have hot and cold spells. It's normal. We're going into global cooling right now. Undoubtedly, longer winters mean that these things can spread better. So I think that's compounding what they admit, superbugs that have become drug resistant.
Mike is in Philadelphia. No, Mike is in Mount Zion, Illinois. Hey, Mike, go ahead.
Yes, this is Mike. And George and Alex.
Hello, Michael.
I want to say, yes, hi, George and Alex. I want to say something that the entire coast listeners are probably thinking, and I have to say it to them, and I think all of them will agree that you and Alex are the Walter Cronkite and Walter Cronkite and the Edward R. Murrow And Linda Moulton Howe is the Lois Lane of our modern American news media. And I want to tell you
that you guys did
a great job. And I'm sure that all of those people will agree with that.
Well, thank you, Mike. It was very kind of you. And stay strong out there. I should do my Cronkite impression for you, Alex.
Do it.
Good evening. This is Walter Cronkite, along with Alex Jones, who's going to bust in on the Bilderbergs. That's pretty good, huh?
You only won 3 Emmys for TV. You might as well be Walter Cronkite.
Let's go to Dave in Philadelphia. David, you're on with Alex Jones. Go ahead.
Good morning, George. Good morning, Alex. I'm a big fan here for 15 years at least of both. And I want to say... two questions, actually a comment and a question. The comment is, I read InfoWars every day of my life, like a lot of fans out there, and I happen to be Jewish. And there's a lot, like when Harold Ramis died, there's a lot of hate speech on there with the Treblinka.
Oh, I love Harold Ramis, Caddyshack, Ghostbusters.
They used to cut these people out, and they used to be, you know, edited out, or you'd say, you know, no hate speech on here. But it's like, it's the worst part of Mein Kampf on there. And the one commenter has like about 100 different comments about the Holocaust didn't happen and this and that. And the
sure. Let me comment on that. I use Discus mainline official commenting page, a third party that is monitored and you know issues. We don't allow threats, any of that stuff. I could get rid of comments on Infowars.com. I personally stand for what I stand for, and I personally don't care if you're black, white, Jewish, German, Chinese, what you stand for, the content of your deeds, and what you do in your life. I don't care if you're Arab, I don't care if you're Mexican, I don't care if you're Scandinavian. It's what you stand for. If your music's beautiful, I don't care what color you are, I admire you. If your art's incredible, I don't care what color you are, what religion, I admire you. So, what I stand for is unity of humanity and due process and freedom. And so it becomes, you know, really a red herring to say what commenters on my website are doing. The establishment under Kat Sunstein at the White House, on record, their regulations are, said that they would try to create division and balkanization and hype up division. So all I can do is say that I stand for everybody, and I am absolutely against bigotry on any level, and my record is clear, and George's is clear. So I apologize for commenters on my website, but they don't speak for me, and so that's the way it is. And most of those are government bots. We can look at their IP addresses and tell that it's nothing but an auto-served BS thing to make people – it's like saying the Tea Party's racist when there's no evidence, so that minorities don't feel like they can believe in guns or private property. It's a red herring, George.
And the Holocaust deniers, it's probably Ahmadinejad who's probably there posting all night, as he has nothing else to do anymore.
Well, exactly. I mean, what I say stands on its own. What other people say, that's for them to say. Okay, I didn't talk about race one time tonight here. I talked about superbugs. I talked about earth changes. I talked about Bilderberg. I talked about human unity.
Alex, we both know it's so difficult to control our comment pages on our websites. It is a full-time job plus one just to have somebody there combing through so much of this hate and bitterness that is permeating throughout the internet and everything else. So lots of unhappy people out there. Have you noticed that?
Well, yeah. And what about people claiming they're you and I? People send handwritten letters claiming they're me to people, and I have to respond to it. I mean, it's just, folks, come on. This is all disinfo to create infighting. We've got to come together for humanity, for liberty. We can do it.
Alex, keep fighting that cold, and let me know if there's anything we can do for you, okay?
All right, thank you so much, Rich. Well, I'm better now, but God bless you.
Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Up next, Steve Quayle joins us. We're going to talk about, well, one of his greatest works I have ever read, Xenogenesis, up next.